Yeah. Just first of all, say just so everybody knows, so Andre is on the call, Catherine is on the call, Christina, Yoshiro is on the call, and Mo is on the call, so everybody knows who is on the call. Youngon will join a little later. She has to run a class. She will join hopefully in 10, 15 minutes, but she asked me to kick this off, so I'll do it. So you know, Catherine, Youngon and myself had a preparation call yesterday to discuss some of the items, because Catherine volunteered to lead off some of the aspects, and I think the best way to proceed is using the presentation of Andre and Youngon from the Nairobi meeting, because there is a clear list of future action items, and I think it is the purpose of the working group to try to provide a final report to the CCNSO Council and the CCTLD community at the Brussels meeting. And given we're almost at the end of April, we will probably have a very aggressive timeline to move forward. Although I have to say, a lot of work already has been done. So, I'll go to the presentation, and I'm looking at slide 22 of the presentation, and I'll just go through the action items, future action items, that give you a basic idea, and then we can discuss each of these individual action items and who wants to and who can participate in concluding the action items. So the first one is gather information from CCs, and this is the CCs who are still using wildcards. There is the list, and the list is in the presentation as well. We may want to update that list, so that's one action item which I could do. If you look, the second major point is summarize the independent findings. So that is the ASEC reviews and the summarize independent findings. So that's the independent review of the types of redirection and assess the redirection results, etc. The third major action item is to evaluate the ESSEC document and probably the staff document, and particularly to list the harms in those documents. And there is already a summary in the presentation which Andre and Youngon prepared, so that list. The third one is map the CC according to the harms list, and finally is summarize the findings and draft a a final report for the CCTLD community and present it at the Brussels meeting. For your information, I think the program meeting committee already included a slot for the working group at the Brussels meeting, so that's been taken care of. So the end has been taken care of already. I'll start off with gathering information from the CC still using wildcards. We briefly discussed this last week and at the meeting in Nairobi. The basic idea was to approach them individually, and one of the things, say, the Andre and Youngon and the working group already prepared a email questionnaire, and the suggestion is to use the regional liaisons, ICANN's regional liaisons, because they, some of them are in contact with some of these CCs who use wildcards, to approach them and ask them if they kindly reply to these questions. I don't know to what result, but the idea was that was the most effective and efficient way to approach these CCs still using wildcards. Any comments on that approach?
No, that's perfect. So this process is already started, or it's just...
I will initiate it, as I said yesterday, I will initiate it today, because today we have a call with the regional liaison, so I can ask them if they have time to do it.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Bart, if I may...
yeah, of course you may.
Sorry, I recall, and I may be wrong, that one of the CCs on the list mentioned at the Nairobi meeting that they no longer...
That's Niue, yeah.
That's right, Niue. Okay, so would you like me to track down an updated list from Kim Davies?
Well, I can do it as well.
Okay.
That's very easy. So,
perfect.
And maybe it's still on that list, I don't know, but that is, so probably what we need to do is update that list right now to approach the individual CCs, and secondly is have a look at it again just prior to the Brussels meeting.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And we also get some replies from some of them, so we don't have to approach them again. Like, for example,
can you
answer that email, so we don't need to write them again.
No, Andre, can you forward me the emails?
Sure.
I haven't seen them, but I can't. But maybe I just missed them.
Sure, I will do that.
Yeah. or at least say the replies is one, and maybe share them with the group.
Yes, no problem. At least what I remember was .nu, .ph, and of course .kr. So far we have three replies.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Okay, that's very clear. And they did some presentation, but this is to clarify. This is focused at those CCs who haven't responded or are not involved in the activities of the working group. So it's very clear, even if .nu would still use them, say they gave a presentation and they were very kind to share their views already in Nairobi, as did .kr and .ph. So there's no use in approaching them.
Yes?
Yes?
I agree on that, yeah.
Okay, the second... action point is, so I'll make this, so I'll talk to the regional liaisons later today, and I will inform the group on the outcome of it.
Okay.
Actually,
that's
I forgot
my action.
There was also .vg replied, I forgot. .vg, I'm just forwarding to the list, actually.
Yeah. Okay, I'll check it. So
they just said that they no longer use wildcarding, but I'm afraid it's not true, actually. But anyway, that was their reply.
Yeah, okay. But if that's the reply, then we still have say, then one of the two is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, going over to the next action item on the list is summarize the independent findings, the independent review of the types of redirection, assess redirection, resolution time, IANA database, on registry, etc. Maybe, Andre, you can help us in do you recall, or maybe the others on the group, on the call, what was meant by this?
I don't know. I got a task just to prepare the harms list, but I'm not sure if this is related to that. And I'm still working. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit delayed with that.
Yeah.
And it was, Yeah, and we also, I think we just wanted to document what happens if you just type something silly that can't be resolved, and just to measure if that resolves, so that's a proof that it's wildcarding, and if... But I don't understand the resolution time.
No, maybe it's too much of, say, but and we'll come, we'll discuss it further probably in with mapping, but it's the, say, at least what you and what Jungham has done is look at these different CCs using wildcards and what are the results and how they use it. Maybe that is intended with this bullet point.
Probably, but it's somehow stated also in the presentation as Jungham made those screenshots. So.
Yeah, but summarize them, say we have the screenshots, but what is the impact? What does it mean? So what happens if you use if you go to the CCs and type in a wildcard, say more verbally than with a screenshot.
Okay. So that's not a problem, I guess. So if this was meant by that, I really could volunteer just to document it and describe.
Yeah, that seems logical to me. Maybe others have another view.
No, that seems logical to actually just write out what we see. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's because you've got more work as well, Andre. Are there any other volunteers to help Andre work it out? Because this is easy to be divided among the members of the working group, of course. If one
partially. But because I would like also to document how it behaves according to other protocols, like well-known protocols, mainly SMTP and such things. So
okay,
you know, it's not just about the web, but also to document, like, does it resolve to SMTP protocol? Does it respond to SMTP protocol? Or you know, because that's something that we also should note how it behaves in for some other protocols. Because that's one of the harms that it causes to the system.
Yeah.
I
would
be somebody who is able to do this in this case.
I don't know.
But I don't think it's much work, so I would be happy to do that.
Okay, and could we set a, I know it's there is a Dutch expression, it's called cursing in the church, but could we set a date for it?
Sure. So, I'm almost done with the harms list, so I think I will send it like tomorrow, or maybe rather the day after tomorrow. And this one I could, let me check my calendar, because, so I can promise it. So would be okay 29th of April.
Yeah, it's up to you. You're the volunteer, not me.
sure, but I'm just checking my, because I want to be. I have time for that there. So yeah.
So the 29th of April would work for you.
Oh, I'd say the end of April. Yeah.
Yeah, it's either the 29th or the 30th.
Yeah.
Make it the 29th. You still have one more day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of my strategy.
So Andre, you will, and I will summarize it, say, after this call, so everybody on the working group knows what is going on. So Andre, then you have a overview and kind of testing of the wildcarding on the harm.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So that is of the individual websites?
Yes. Or domains, right?
Oh, domains, sorry, yeah. Of course.
Hi.
Okay.
I just joined.
Hi, Jungham.
Hi, Bart. I'm very sorry about today.
No, apologies accepted. It's, shall I continue or do you want to take over?
No, please continue.
Okay, so that's, we were at the, say, the second main bullet point from your presentation, say, summarize independent findings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we just discussed that Andre will do the independent review of the types of redirection and document it, so not just the screenshots, but also, say, other testing on other protocols and everything else to see what is happening. And he will, he volunteered and he committed to the to have it sent to the group on the 29th of April and hopefully by the 30th. Or put it the other way around.
No, you said it correctly.
So we are up to the next main bullet point, that is to evaluate the ASEC documents and probably the ICANN staff document as well. And there is already a summary in the presentations in your presentation. I think that is on page 8, if I'm correct. Come on. One more page.
Yes, there's a that's the harms list, actually.
Yeah, it's the harms list. And, say, one of the questions we discussed yesterday, so that is Jungham, Catherine, and me, is... So if you look at the harms list, say the ASEC list and the ICANN staff list, there is a lot of overlap, but there are some, some items listed which do not, say, only appear in one list and not the others. And what might be useful is to understand why one appears in the other and what is really meant by this, so a bit more language to the say the harms list itself, so people understand what the harms can be, so in a summarized format. And what we are looking for probably is to have some volunteers to produce such a list, because that will be part of the, or has to be probably part of the final report as well.
But I think that that was task that was given by me actually, and I'm working on it. I think.
Great.
I will send it something like on Friday, hopefully.
So that's Andre as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so Andre, you started this?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope I would send it today, but of course not it's not everything about the airplane situation, but it's a little bit took me some time, so that's why it's not done yet. But I think I will send it by Friday.
Okay. So what you're working on, Andre, is actually adding a little more detail to the list. Is that what I understood? You're elaborating a bit on
yeah.
The okay.
Yeah, I took both the lists and I hope the majority of them matches. So I'm just write a short description by very simple words.
Yeah.
And that's all. Yeah, I just from those lists I make one and with some explanation. That's what I understand my task.
Yeah, and maybe it's say if you because I don't know, I don't understand this, but maybe you and others do, is do they refer to the same, say, like privacy concerns in the ASEC list, is that, does it refer to the same privacy concerns of the ICANN staff list?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will mention that though. Yeah.
And say like and one of the things we need to find out is probably as a working group is say if you look at the ICANN staff list, it's use of privileged position, and it's not an item on the ASAC list.
Right.
And the same for impact on IDN, I guess. So.
Yeah. So it's maybe say it, Andre, you don't have to do all the work. Maybe if you just once you have the your basic document ready, that and you can share it with the working group, that some others in the working group look at it and start raising questions, and that we can contact either the ASEC or the ICANN staff responsible for the document and seek clarification.
I will send the I will send the document by Friday, and you know you will review it, and there will be probably some other questions from that. So I think we can continue on discussion after I will send it on the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good idea. So and then we invite everybody at least say for a week or something, because then we're already at the end of April.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an action point. Say what I'll write down is Andre to produce a summary document. Then all respond and plus questions, preferably by the end of April, so 30th April closure of this item. So that we have we can have a consolidated list of questions and comments on the document. And then we take action based on what is the outcome of the questions and the comments on your document. Is that a way forward?
Sounds perfect for me.
Okay, and the others?
Yeah, no objections from me.
Okay, then we move on to the next one. I have to scroll down to the... the next item was so we're now into the mapping of the CCs according to the harms list. What I say, this is what we discussed yesterday, and what I'm a bit confused now, what is the difference between this item and the summary that and the second bullet point is summarize independent findings.
My understanding was that the summary of the independent findings would be more of a technical observation, whereas, and I may be wrong here, whereas the mapping would, because some of these are not, some of the harms are not actual necessarily technical issues, their policy or user experience social issues, so
yeah.
or philosophical issues such as abuse of power, use of privileged position. So the harms list would identify which of these harms the validating or mapping list would go that step further and examine one. But
so
I might be wrong with that.
So for example, when we summarize the independent findings, we would have things like they have advertisements, or they have they identify which NIC they are. This is operating. Which NIC is operating this site, for example.
Yeah.
Whereas the mapping, or you said yesterday that we should not use the word mapping. But this would make a grid and see which CCs would apply to each of the harms. list.
Yeah, I do understand, but going back to what Andre will be doing, does it make sense to you, Andre, this way as well?
I hope I understand that, yeah.
Could you please say, because it's, you will look more into the technical details of what they're doing, but will you include whether they use advertisements and everything else as well in your findings or review of the wildcarding?
My plan was to document what's on the pages, so if there's an advertisement, I would just notice that I will not somehow evaluate it, I hope. So, do we understand each other?
Yeah.
So.
Or is it an idea? Maybe to avoid for avoidance of confusion, would it be an idea that you send out, say, to the list prior to start working? Say the criteria which you will be looking in.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Because then it's say to avoid that the mapping will say that we do double work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So and then it's
so
and then. Then maybe that's the first step, and then say. For the real mapping to the harms list, and so what we need to have, and unfortunately you volunteered to produce that, say the 23rd, when we have the harms list and the stuff in there, then we have a week to discuss the harms list online. Based on the harms list, then we have the independent findings as well. And then we can add on to that, and this is what said. This is where Catherine volunteered to do more the mapping review the social elements on the harms list and policy
mm-hmm.
implications.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the first step to get there is that we know what the starting point for you will be in your independent review of the of the wildcarding domains.
Oh, so what I can do is I think also by Friday to send just what I will measure on those.
Yeah.
What I will check actually on those
yeah.
domains. And if there will be no discussion, I will just work on
yeah
according to the list.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be some suggestions.
Yeah, and that makes it easier for you as well, because then it's maybe some others of the working group will may provide some feedback on that one as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and then based on that one, you can do your checking, and then following up on that one. And once we have the summary of the harms list, and others in the group can do the other elements of the harms list.
Okay.
Is that a way forward?
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah, so that means, say, looking at the calendar, say that is assuming that by the 29th, the 30th, we have both the the overview of the independent findings and the summary of the documents that the week after, and hopefully by then we have some feedback from other CCs as well. But the first week of May, and or the first 1.5 week of May, we can do the mapping further review of the according to the harms list, and that would take probably 1 or 1.5 week as well. So if you can conclude that one by the 7th of May or mid of or 12th or 13th of May, that would be great.
Yeah.
Would that work?
Okay.
Yep. Yes, that works for me.
Yeah?
There's no problem for me to get the mapping done within a week or so.
Yeah. So, and Catherine, could I write you down as a volunteer leading that effort?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's for the, say, and as we discussed yesterday, probably it would be useful if others on the working group would do would assist you to, because this is about more the soft sides of the harms list. If they that you seek one or two other volunteers to assist you, so you have more a group view than just your view.
Yeah,
I can add my name to the list.
Sorry?
You can add me to the list. I can assist.
Is that Mo?
Yes, that's
Mo.
Me.
Okay,
Mo. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're going to assist Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. I'll write it down. That's great. So, and by then, we have, the harms list, and hopefully looking at my calendar. So would Catherine and Mo the 12th or something, 12th of May work for you?
Let me just double check here.
12th of May.
That's on a Wednesday.
That works for me. That's fine.
I think that's fine for me too.
So that's the time to produce the, your evaluation as well, or your review.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, so I've got that.
Let me just to make sure I get everything correctly. Would you be able to send out a summary of this call, listing out each one has a particular task to finish?
I will.
Think a lot of people are very busy and we don't want to miss the date or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm driving for dates. And have some realistic dates in here as well.
Thank you, Bart.
No, but I will, as soon as this call is finished, I'll write up the summary and send it to the list. Okay, then, I think by then we either do it, if you send that overview and mapping to the list, we could have a week to summarize or to comment on it, so that would be by until the 19th. So by the working group members, so that process or sub-process could close on the 19th. And I think we got, as far as I know, we got the building blocks except for one, and that's not included in this one, but what I'm looking at is ask a question to the working group. What do you want to present in Brussels?
All of our findings, I thought that was the idea.
Yeah. And one element, and I think which is still missing in this one, at least in this one, is a summary of the reasons for CCTLDs to use wildcards, and that is, that's part of the gathering information from CCs as well. And we have already the presentations of three, but that needs to be summarized as well.
Right. I will do that.
You will do that, Yongam?
Yes, I will have to do that.
Yeah, so what needs to happen is that you need to receive whatever comes out of the other CCs with regard to the questions, and you got the arguments from .nu, Joel, and .kr.
Uh-huh.
That needs to be summarized. Probably, if we could have that summary available by the 19th of May as well, then we have, I think, all the building blocks for what this working group wants to present at the Brussels meeting.
Right.
So what might be useful is to see if we can do that, organize a call to discuss all the building blocks and see where we are around the 20th or maybe on the 19th of May as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just want to make sure, Andres, that Andres didn't receive any more responses from other CCs?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay.
Christina, you've seen Joel DeCini's email?
No, sorry.
He can't get through.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I just sent it. That would be unfortunate. Then we have the building blocks, and if we can organize a call on the 19th, and Christina, that's more or less for us to send out a... we have a call in 2 weeks as well, because we got it scheduled. Yeah, we have calls scheduled over the next couple of weeks, that's what I saw. So let's forget what I'm saying now. Then we need to go into... drafting a final report. So that's more, hopefully, more editing the outcomes and everything else.
Right.
And put it into a presentation. I think Yoram and Andre, as chairs, probably you need to present the outcomes of this in Brussels, but. That's in the form of a presentation, but probably we want, or the working group wants to produce a report as well for discussion at the so people can submit comments and to hand over to the council and publish it on the website. Are there any volunteers for editing the final report? And I can say if I can assist you anyway.
I can volunteer.
Yeah, and maybe the chairs are of course involved as well. But it's just a early draft, and that will be sent to the working group list. So for discussion, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be around, say, after the 19th when we have everything available. So, and maybe hopefully about a week.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
that would mean that, so I'll write down Catherine and Chairs and Bart. Draft report, draft report, and to be sent to the list on the 26th, and then it's open for discussion by the working group members for maybe 1 week, and then we can finalize it. So that would mean that by maybe the 11th, we got a final report.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm sorry, I was just disconnected when I started to speak about the presentations. Was there some question to me, or...?
Sorry?
I was just disconnected when you started to speak about the presentation, so I didn't catch the discussion, but was there some question to me, or...?
No. It was more that you and Jungham are the I put it this way, as chairs of this working group, will probably need to do the presentation in Brussels. Yeah, and when once we have these findings and everything else, then you have plenty of time. But say the following point would be drafting a final report. And the basic idea is that, say, we would start drafting after the 19th and then go into, say, for, and that Catherine, you and Jungham and myself would do an initial draft, work on an initial draft for a week, and then send it to the working group for them to comment, and then finalize a draft as of the, say, from the 2nd on to about the 9th, and then have a final discussion on the draft so it can be published in time for Brussels. Mm-hmm. And if you follow this, if we are able to follow this this schedule, we would be done by the 11th of June.
Great. That sounds good.
I hope. So we still have some leeway. So that was my take on it. Maybe I hand it over to André and Jungham to do, or I'll conclude it. Are there any other questions or remarks?
No.
Then what I'll do is I'll summarize, this schedule and send it around, including names, and of course others can volunteer as well to participate in parts of it. But my experience is if one or two do the drafting and then the rest comments, that's the easiest way and the best way to move forward. Yeah. Okay. I don't have anything else on my list. Then I thank you very much for your attendance.